Okay, so I'm Kate, the creative producer at the Junction in Cambridge, and I'm here with Josh, whose show Another Someone has sold out for two performances of tonight. And I just wondered if I could just start by getting you guys to introduce yourselves and tell us a bit more about the company.
I'm Helen.
And I'm Abby. We are a new physical theatre company, and we work mostly by telling stories using drama, song and dance. That's what we do.
Great. And the show did brilliantly in Edinburgh, and I just wondered if you could tell us a bit more about what we can expect to see and what our audience can expect to experience tonight.
It's a really fun show. It's really uplifting. It takes you on a journey. You follow a character called Holly, and it's all about Holly's discovery about what makes her happy in her life. And of course, it's something very different to what she originally expects it to be. The show is filled with music, with dance, with fun, comedy, but it has a serious side to it as well, and it's a love story.
Sounds brilliant. And I'm like thinking that you went to Hills Road.
Yes,
I did. And there'll be quite a lot of students coming to see you, the work tonight, and doing workshop at the end today. So you're quite linked to Cambridge and the Junction as well.
Yes. And I've done work with Ganito before, who are resident artists here, and with Rich Rusk and Nightlight Theatre as well, as has Abby. We were both involved in the research and development for Romeo and Juliet last October. And so I do feel like I have a really strong link to Cambridge and a strong link with the Junction as well.
And you did a jam here yourself, obviously, with your next piece. And what can people expect, what can they look out for with that one?
The next piece is going to feel very different from Another Someone. Another Someone is kind of wholesome and a bit cute and a bit kooky because we wanted to do something uplifting. But this next piece, we're taking a much more kind of feminist political angle, and it'll still be fun, it'll still be funny, it'll still have all the ingredients that we usually use, but it will probably be a lot more political and a lot more story-based as well.
So there is a sense of a creative shift?
Absolutely. It's not a shift, a permanent shift, it's just something that we'd like to try next. We want to develop as writers. So we're choosing a story and a theme that will really develop that side of our work.
Great. And will that be at the end of the festival?
It will.
And it will also be scratching here as part of our new work festival as well. So if people are interested in seeing what Rush Dash is doing next, come and see us in April or early May. I think those are the questions.